One issue where your Democratic rivals are starting to hit you is the fact that you have in the past sided with the NRA on some gun issues. Earlier this year, the parents of one of the 12 innocent people killed during the Aurora movie theater shooting, they saw their lawsuit to hold ammunition sellers liable for the attack. They saw that dismissed, and one of the reasons was a law that you voted for, which protects manufacturers of firearms and ammunition from being sued. Why did you vote that way?
Well, let me just talk about guns for a moment. We have been yelling and screaming at each other about guns for decades with very little success. I come from a state that has virtually no gun control. But the people of my state understand, I think pretty clearly, that guns in Vermont are not the same thing as guns in Chicago or guns in Los Angeles. In our state, guns are used for hunting. In Chicago, they're used for kids in gangs killing other kids or people shooting at police officers, shooting down innocent people. We need a sensible debate about gun control, which overcomes the cultural divide that exists in this country. And I think I can play an important role in this. I voted to ban a semi-automatic assault weapons. I voted to make sure that there's an instant background check. I voted to make sure that guns do not get into the hands of people who should not have them by doing away with the loophole that exists in the gun show legislation. Virtually every campaign that I have been in where the NRA and the gun folks have had a position, they voted and supported, opposed me. In fact, I have about a D-minus record from the NRA. Now, the issues that you're talking about is if somebody has a gun and it falls into the hands of a murderer and that murderer kills somebody with the gun, do you hold the gun manufacturer responsible? Not any more than you would hold a hammer company responsible if somebody beats somebody over the head with a hammer. That is not what a lawsuit should be about. And this is part, by the way, I may say, of, you know, folks who do not like guns is fine. But we have millions of people who are gun owners in this country. 99.9% of those people obey the law. I want to see real serious debate and action on guns. But it is not going to take place if we simply have extreme positions on both sides. I think I can bring us